thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You may be surprised to know that blind and partially sighted people can be involved in gaming on consoles, smart devices, there's audio games, video games, with possibly more and more games having some accessibility built in. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and some of the groups around the UK which are run by RNIB, and also look ahead to a bit of an awareness and fundraiser that's coming up that gamers will be involved in as well. We'll get Ian Strachan and Connor Joseph with us, who are members of the RNIB Sculpt Facebook group for gamers. Ian, I'll start with yourself first of all. How did you find out about the gaming group, and what's so interesting about it for you?
I was on the Facebook RNIB. Somebody mentioned the gaming group, so I just volunteered for it. I was one of the founder members of it. So when I lost my sight 5 years ago, I wanted to continue gaming. I'm lucky enough that my sight allows me to continue, maybe not to the level I was, but I'm still taking part.
Tell me a bit more about the group then. So what do you guys do on there? How do you sort of get together? What kind of things do you talk about?
Well, recently we've been setting up the Awareness Day for the 20th of this month, talking to developers about accessibility. We chit-chat about what games we are playing, what games are accessible to some of our members. We've got members that are totally blind and can't see at all, and members like myself that can see enough to play a console. We figure out games that they can play, and there is a few out there for your phone and your PC that you can play. And through even the gaming group, some of us have been asked to test games for accessibility. I've tested a game for accessibility with a developer in Ireland, so it's very interesting. It's a very friendly group.
Connor, you're a member of the group as well. What got you interested in gaming?
I was introduced to games very early on, as my dad was actually getting into games and enjoying them back in, you know, like the early 2000s, turn of the century. I started playing games on there from a toddler, and it's really just developed from there, and it's a passion that I've held all of my life. And unfortunately, I did lose my sight, but still having a lot of sight remaining has allowed me to continue playing games, and I've always had the passion to continue playing games. It hasn't really stopped me, as I've just aimed to make adjustments. And it's always been a great social thing as well, when you can get a group of friends together, especially when I was younger. It'd be great, as there was no real barriers, and I always felt like I was included with everyone else, being able to have a good time and have a bit of a laugh.
It is a bit of a challenge, isn't it, getting developers to consider people who are blind or partially sighted when they're making games, or perhaps making some bespoke games as well. Do you think things are improving, and do you think Global Accessibility Awareness Day will help?
Oh yeah, definitely. We've certainly seen that in the past, even just a year or 2 years, with a lot of the big name developers, AAA developers, as we call them, big games like The Last of Us Part 2, and the games company called Ubisoft. They've been doing a lot in terms of accessibility and getting focus groups together with lots of disabled people of a range of different abilities, not just the visually impaired, but being able to introduce those features that makes it so that people like ourselves are going to find the game a lot easier to play. Things like voiceover and high contrast modes are something that we're seeing a lot more in games, as well as just general assist modes that make the game a little bit more friendlier for anyone to be able to pick up and play.
RNIB obviously have a big drive on for the 20th for awareness, and a bit of fundraising in there as well for gamers to sort of come together and get the word out there. So is your group taking part in that? How's it going to work?
The past couple of weeks we did a little recording session of our own, where we had a bunch of the community members decide that we wanted to create our own podcast. So for the time being, we have created it for specifically the Global Accessibility Awareness Day, but there is potential there that we might come back and do it as a monthly thing to just have a little bit of a chat and discussion on accessibility. And I know a couple of the members are also taking part in that weekend in terms of fundraising for RNIB. You know, myself and a couple of the other members are going to be doing a bunch of live streaming of our games and basically just sharing our experiences and hopefully having a laugh with whoever wants to come in and watch the live streams.
We're going to advertise the link to the Twitch channel that will be streaming out on the Facebook RNIB. There's various events going on during the day, and as Connor said, the podcast will be broadcast We've got a couple of the members playing Alexa games, quiz games, and recordings of backgrounds and stories, always what we think of games and how we approach the games.
Really having this opportunity to do some fundraising as well, since I have been volunteering for RNIB, so taking that a step further and actually fundraising for them as well to make a change and be able to support other people who might be visually impaired and interested in games so that they have the community and the support there. It's going to be a really big deal. And also just the opportunity to raise awareness, as we'll be able to continue to bring a light onto ourselves and our community for these game developers, and hopefully get more community members involved, like Ian has been, in order to be part of these focus groups and be able to work on these games.
There are RNIB groups popping up across the UK for people who are blind or partially sighted and want to get involved in the gaming. Call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. There's loads of info on the RNIB website as well. Go to rnib.org.uk. And of course, if you have an Amazon Echo device, Lady A, just ask her to call RNIB helpline for more info. Guys, best of luck with the day of streaming. Best of luck with the gaming. And thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.